family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
You're listening to CITR FM 101.9,
radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia.
In case we need to make this clear, this particular randophonic program was previously broadcast.
And a weird one it was. But that was then. It's all over now. Yet this show remains, and curious it is. So, in the interests of, well, whatever, here it is again.
Curiouser and curiouser.
CITR FM 101.9.
Yeah.
Radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia. It's Saturday, November 5th, 2011, the
496th anniversary of the infamous gunpowder plot.
Wait a second.
And no!
Time.
For the first time ever on record.
Of joints. It means something.
Just for a thrill.
Gets us to installment one of this thing on Randophonic on CITR FM 101.9. It's a long list that begs all kinds of questions, tosses more than a few knuckleballs, hand grenades, other disruptions. It's going to take us at least a year to get through this thing. So we best get started. The 1,111th song on the Randophonic All Vinyl Countdown and Apocalypse is Paul Revere and the Raiders from the album Indian Reservation. This is not the hit. This is Eve of Destruction. Because it's one of those eternal truths. The fan is being hit by shit. Always has, always will. We're all gonna die. Even the Jordan River has bodies floating.
And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Is exploding, violence flaring.
Well, that was then. Of course, this is now. Almost exactly 1 year later, 52 Saturdays, 763 records. And we've still got a lot. No, that was but another then, only now at the time, which is to say, last November, sometime. This, on the other hand, is April, not that the date matters, the pivotal installment number 56 of the Randophonic All-Vinyl Countdown and Apocalypse here on CITR FM 101.9.
Radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia.
Pivotal because as of last program, we have now played 1,000 records, which you probably haven't already heard. Which means, yes, we have 111 to go, which means, yeah, we're into the because statements. And here I will quote Philip Random, the man who has made all of this possible. Because from now on, they're all reasons to live, because they are because statements, because all of these selections from here on in, on some day or other, maybe many days, have been the greatest record ever heard. Even if you haven't heard them, which gets us to number 111 on the countdown list. Primal Scream, Come Together, the Unity Mix. Found on their 1991 album Screamadelica, because like the Reverend Jesse Jackson says in this sample, from way before he became ridiculous, rhythm and blues and jazz are just labels to which I'd add disco and funk and punk and hip and hop and country and western and techno and dub and heavy and metal and glam and goth and rock and roll and this and that and so on. Because there really are only two kinds of music, good and bad, because I like to think I've invested the best part of my life in digging for the good stuff. Which in this case gets us to Britain, 1991. Ecstasy is rampant. All the toughest thugs are falling in love with all humanity. Everybody coming together in simultaneity, a little messy perhaps, and chemically dependent, but brilliant nonetheless. Transcendent even.
Label.
chew the bark off trees and growl at walkers. I ultimately ride on the floor, screaming, cowering.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Here on CITR FM 101.9, radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia. Where we are continuing with the All Vinyl Countdown and Apocalypse, those 1,111 greatest records you probably have not heard. And if you have, then you're at least as cool as we are. This is the Pivotal, installment 56, in which we get inside the Pivotal final 111 selections on the countdown list. Indeed, we just heard the 111th selection, Primal Scream, Come Together, from their 1991 album Screamadelica.
Signs or scenarios which, in my view, coincide with...
Which gets us to the 110 selection on the countdown list. That would be Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, from their 1980 album Organization. A little ditty called Enola Gay, because, notes Philip Random, it's dance floor ready earworm, girlfriend left me pop of the highest attainment, except the Enola Gay in question is not just some wayward girl. She's the U.S. Air Force bomber that dumped the bomb on Hiroshima. History's exclamation point, all of mankind's progress and or regress manifesting in a pivotal instant that combined with what happened a few days later in Nagasaki forced change, triggered the apocalypse, immunitized the eschaton. It's 8:15 in the a.m. Japan time, August 6, 1945. Always has been, always will be. This is where we are.
We should. Thank you. Honey, you better give us that money or you're in big trouble.
Really?
And what sort of trouble would that be then?
We'll be right back. job. It's very interesting. But a lot of times you think people are looking at you, but they're not. Their mind's elsewhere.
Lots of people that haven't taken LSD already know that, Roger.
You're listening to Randophonic on CITR, FM 101.9, radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia. The name of the program is Randophonic. We're counting down those 1,111 greatest records you probably have not heard, and indeed are inside the top 111 tracks from that list. Over 1,000 records played already. In fact, most recently we heard the 108th selection on the list, which was put together for us by a fellow named Philip Random, before he disappeared. That was Motorhead in there. Eat the Rich from their 1987 album Rock and Roll, also from a movie called Eat the Rich, which gets touched upon here in Mr. Random's note, because it must be done. It's the only way we're ever going to set all the children free. The rich must be eaten, and Eat the Rich, the movie, in all its punk, sloppy, inconsistent, atonal elegance, is a masterpiece. How could it not be, with Lemmy as the communist insurgent's right-hand man? But he's no communist, nor anarchist, leftist, activist of any kind. What he is a bassist, which is its own justification, it seems. Which is pretty much everything I could ever say about the monster that is, was, shall always be Motorhead. Not the kind of music I've listened to a lot in my day-to-day life, but every so often, fucking essential. The 109 selection that preceded Motorhead was The Stranglers, Walk On By, from their 1978 album Black and White, about which Mr. Random notes in another of his because statements, because it's true what my buddy Carl used to say. Back in his punk phase, there are no bad songs, only bad performances. Not that Walk On By was ever a bad song, just sort of buried in the easy music background of my growing up. Whatever that god-awful Toronto radio station it was that my dad had on every morning.
The 1960s in full, 1001 String Flower.
But jump ahead a decade and things are different. The song may still be saying the same thing, but the music sure isn't. The music snarls, the heartbreak is dangerous, the stranglers are soaring. Even the punks are running away, scared. That set began with the 108 selection on the countdown list, Enola Gay, from the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. A girl that should have stayed home. Now you may be wondering why we have been making such a big deal of this final 111 selections on the list. It's kind of complicated, but gets touched on point 5 of the rules and ambiguities section of the Randophonic website, which can be found at race.com. 1,111 records actually means 1,000 records. That was certainly Philip Random's intention when he compiled his list, except when we ran a statistical analysis on the data he left us, we discovered its margin of error was plus or minus 111. So yes, the 111th record on the countdown list could well be, in fact, the number one song. And vice versa. It's also worth touching on point 6 on that rules and ambiguities page. The list is necessarily riddled with inconsistency and ambiguity. Indeed, Philip Random left us with more than one version of the list, 2 2/3 to be precise. Some of the records could not be found and thus will not be played. Some notes simply could not be deciphered. None of the totals on any of the lists actually add up.
Some interpretation has occurred. Every one of these rules gets broken at least once. But there's no rule breaking here at 107 on the countdown list. Alan Price, a song called Oh Lucky Man, found on a 1973 soundtrack album for a movie called Oh Lucky Man. Because when you're 14 and every bit as horny as you are existential, notes Mr. Random, you need a movie like Oh Lucky Man to turn your world on its head, expose your every delusion as to society and its real rules, ridicule them, eviscerate them, until the only thing left to laugh at is the fact that nothing's funny anymore. It's goddamn tragic, and yet, like the song Oh Lucky Man keeps saying, there is a big if at the heart of it all, a level of attainment that can offer something akin to meaning if you can see through all the bullshit and smile anyway. If being the middle part of the word life anyway. Did I mention I was stoned when I saw O Lucky Man for the first of at least 9 times? Just getting started, really, on that particular path. Deprogramming art and drug and self-induced.
If you have a friend on whom you think you can rely, you are a lucky man. If you found the reason to live on and not to die, you are a lucky man. Preachers and poets and scholars don't know it. Temples and statues and steeples won't show it. If you've got the secret, just try not to blow it. Stay a lucky man. A lucky man. If you found the meaning of the truth in this whole world, you are a lucky man. If knowledge hangs around your neck like pearls instead of chains, you are a lucky man. And talkers won't tell ya. Teachers and preachers will just buy and sell ya. When no one can tempt ya with heaven or hell, you'd be a lucky man. Thank you.
when it rains. So I hang an empty smile beneath my empty eyes and go out for a walk. The wet morning sun reflects off the paving stones while a little dog barks its head off in the
my feet are
You gonna look fine. You're prime for dancing. You gonna trip and glide all on a trampoline. With roses and wind and cars and people of the past. I'll call you thin just when the moon sings and place your face in stone upon a star and grip it in your arms of the changeless madman. We'll dance our lives away in the pools of Mars. You talk about day, I'm talking about nighttime, when monsters call out the names of men. Bob Dylan knows, I bet Adam Free did. There are things at night that are better not to behold. You dance with your lifted leather boots on and pull the strings that change the faces of men. You diamond proud hag, gone gangster. John Lennon knows your name, and I've seen his. Rock!
CITR FM
101.9,
radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia. This is Randophonic.
Continuing with the pivotal installment 56, the All Vinyl Countdown and Apocalypse, those 1,111 greatest records you probably have not heard. And we just heard 105 on that list. T-Rex, that was. The Ballrooms of Mars from their 1972 album, The Slider.
Scientists are working.
about which Philip Random notes, because sometimes you've just got to waste a day. Drink red wine so cheap, the only way to make it palatable is to pour it over ice, maybe add a touch of something sweet, and if your timing's right, T-Rex is going to pop up on the mixtape you've got playing. She sighs, says, I love this song, and all is good fated, even if it all falls apart, maybe 3 months later, with tears and property violence. Love remains love, good for the sweetest of scars, always worth the trouble, even if it kills you. The 106 selection on the countdown list that preceded T-Rex was the last of the bands. Should have been anyway. It was Perfect, a song. A 1983 single. Because there was a period in 1983 through 1988, notes Philip Random, where it seemed to be a given that I'd see the sun rise from the dog end of a long, often as not wasted day. Except every now and then, if the previous day's tripping had been sufficiently nutritious, it was a grand thing, like watching the gods invent the world anew. Seeing all the problems as the gods created them, fumbling their big plan, except, of course, these fumbles were essential to their plan. Because in the end, it's all somehow beautiful, thus perfect, thus justified. As the sun rises, its warmth is felt, even as a wild wind kicks up from some distant war zone. Sends bits of loose trash swirling. That set began with the song Oh Lucky Man, from the movie of the same name. It was Alan Price. The 104 selection on the countdown list is the Sex Pistols. Pretty Vacant is the song, from 1977's Never Mind the Bollocks, which we wrestled with this one a bit here at Randophonic. Some have argued that, in fact, many people have heard Pretty Vacant. The final conclusion, though, was not enough. Not near enough. Or, as Philip Random puts it, because it's arguably the greatest rock and roll band of all time at their most pop. Pretty Vacant being the one you could put on a mixtape with the likes of Elvis Costello, The Who, The Doors, The Cars, even. Without offending anybody. Certainly no one you didn't want to be offending.